These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives, which only one of them can win. Maggie Curran is our returning champion, who's already won $6,100. Donna Berg is a cocktail waitress from Chicago, who wants to replace Maggie and become today's champ. And Rocco Diordine is a songwriter and singer from Providence, Rhode Island, who has the same ambitions. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck! And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Simarkin. Thank you, Rod Roddy. If you'll notice, Rod is going through a little adolescence, so his voice cracks every now and then. But welcome to Press Your Luck, one of the most competitive games in television where our players take real big risks for real big money. Now let's learn a little something about the three very competitive players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Donna.
Hello, I'm Donna Berg. I come from Chicago and more recently from Florida, where I was waiting for my prince to come. The good news is he came and I'm now a newlywed.
Well, how long ago were you married?
3 months.
So you are definitely a newlywed.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, see if you can bring home some bacon for both of you. Let's meet our second player, Rocco.
My name is Rocco Diordine, and I'm originally from Providence, Rhode Island. I came out here to pursue my music career, and I'm also, during the day, a sales manager for a food distributing company.
I see. Rocco, is that your real name?
That's my real name. Everybody asks the same thing, and it's the real thing.
Sure,
it's not
original,
a nickname.
Right?
It's the real
That's
thing.
That's the real one. Okay, Rocco, welcome to Press Your Luck. And, of course, our returning champion, Maggie, $6,100.
Right.
Now, what, have you got any plans for the $6,100, or are you just waiting in limbo for
I'm
it to,
waiting.
To grow?
I'm waiting to press my luck again.
You want to press your luck? Well, we won't. Without any further ado, you know what I'm going to do. I have four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins of the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because our board is, as always, loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and fabulous prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You win money like I did, $500. But you can also hit the proverbial whammy. If you do that, he comes out and takes away all your money, so you want to be very careful. And a player with the most money at the end of the game gets to keep it all and return again tomorrow. Isn't that fun?
I like that.
All right, are you all ready to press your luck?
Ready.
Here comes the first question. What former president is auctioning his handmade furniture to help build his presidential library? Donna.
Johnson,
Donna says. All right, if you're right, Donna, you will pick up three spins. I will give your answer and two others to Rocco and Maggie. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Johnson, Jimmy Carter, or Richard Nixon, Rocco?
I would say Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, Rocco says. We've got a Johnson, a Nixon, and a Maggie. What do you say?
Oh, I will say Carter.
Carter. Well, it just so happens that the president who's building his presidential library through auctioning is Jimmy Carter. And that means Maggie's right. Donna stays at zero, Rocco stays at zero, and Maggie picks up an important spin and goes to one. Here's your second question. Shelley Liebman, a corporate consultant in Washington, recently wrote a book entitled Do It at Your Desk. Just what is it Shelley wants office workers to do at their desks? Rocco? This is a daytime television, Rocco. What do you think?
I would say exercise.
Exercise, Rocco says. All right. Is the correct answer exercise, eat, or nap, Donna?
Exercise.
Donna says exercise. We're now going to travel over to Maggie and see what she says.
I have to say exercise.
You have to. You don't have to, but you're going to say exercise.
Going to.
Three exercisers. Well, I'll tell you what she wants office workers to do at their desks. She wants them to exorcise. Right. Correct. Donna picks up a spin and goes to one. Rocco buzzed in, so he picks up three and goes to three, and Maggie picks up a spin and goes to two, and here's your third question. From what bird do we derive foie gras? Donna?
Sparrow.
Sparrow, Donna says. All right. Is the correct answer sparrow, duck, or goose? Rocco?
I'm going to go for the goose.
Go for the goose. Why not the gander, too? Okay. Rocco says the goose. Maggie?
Goose.
To goose. That's geese's. Well, I got news for you. Pâté de foie gras is from the goose, indeed. Donna stays at one. Rocco picks up one and goes to four. And Maggie picks up one and goes to three. A sparrow? All right, Donna. I'll leave it alone. Here we go with a fourth and final question. A Coney Island Red Hot is another name for what kind of food? Donna.
Hot dog.
Hot dog, Donna says. Let's see if she's right. Is the correct answer hot dog, sundae, or cotton candy, Rocco?
I'll go with hot dogs.
You're going to go with hot. Two hot dogs, please. Maggie?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs around. Coney Island Red Hot is indeed a hot dog. That was the last question. We've got Donna picking up three spins and going to four. Rocco picks up a spin and goes to five. And Maggie picks up a spin and goes to four. And in just a moment, you'll have a chance to convert those spins into big trust your luck dollars at our game board right after this. Now, you're afraid of a whammy. You can either call your mother, or you can pass your remaining spins to another player during your turn and thereby protect your total. Remember, everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you out of the game. So you hit a whammy, you'll find yourself in a big jammy. Huh? What do you think of that? All right, we've got two players tied with the fewest spins, Donna and Maggie. We had a little decision before the show. The player to my furthest left in the event of a tie goes first, and that is, of course, Donna. You got four spins, Donna. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $525. Right. A good start, Donna. 525, three spins left. Want to press your luck or pass?
Press my luck.
Pressing your luck. Here goes Donna. More dollars.
Stop.
So. Donna, you know, it's almost better to get him out of the way. So you've got, it cost you $525, you've got no dollars left, but you do have two spins, so you can still pick up some dollars.
I'll press my luck.
I figured as much, Donna. Here we go. Stop! No, go ahead. Absolutely take a swing at him, Donna. But remember, if you really get him upset, he'll come back more often. No dollars, one spin, you can pick up money. I feel good about this. We're going to get some money here. I feel it.
Stop
an electric typewriter, Donna. You should pick up something there. At the value of that typewriter is $495. So you are now in first place by virtue of the fact we have not heard from Rocco and Maggie. But we are now going to remedy that by going over to Maggie, who has four spins, no dollars. Maggie, are you ready to press your luck? Here we go.
Stop
at $550. Another good start. Three spins, first position, pass or press your luck.
I'm going to press my luck.
I figured as much, Mag. Stop at $250. You got this game down. $800, Maggie. Two spins. Press your luck or pass those spins. If you're to pass them, they would go to Donna and she's the player with the next highest amount of money.
I'm going to press my luck.
Pressing her luck. Here goes Maggie. Stop at $550, Maggie. Well done. $1,350. One spin left. Press your luck or pass. What do you want to do?
I'm going to pass.
Ah, Maggie will pass that spin over to Donna. Donna, here it comes. 1, 2, 7, bingo. There it is for you, and you've got to take it. Are you ready? You've got two whammies. We don't need any more. Here we go.
No more whammies. Thank you. And
oh! I'm getting a little tired of them too, Donna. You have got no dollars. More importantly, you have three whammies. One more whammy puts you out of the game. So we'll leave you to think about that for a while. Well, we'll go over to Rocco, who's got five spins, no dollars. Rocco, you ready to press your luck?
I'm all ready, Peter.
Here we go.
Ready to go.
Stop at $500. Rocco, second place. Four spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
You're going for it. I knew it, Rocco.
Stop.
Oh. You've got the Donna disease. Jimmy, pick it. Look out. A money eater. A definite money eater, Rocco. Three spins, no dollars. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to press my luck.
Of course.
Okay, Michael. Give me luck.
Stop. Stop at $200. Rocco. Two spins left. Press your luck to pass. Second position with $200.
I've got to go again.
Got to go again. Make some money. Important to have the first, the highest amount of money in this round. Stop at $400. All right, Rocco, you got $600. One spin left. You can pass that spin to Maggie and hope to see whammies, and you'll then go into round two with the highest amount of money or try to get it yourself to have that advantage in round two. What do you want to do? Press your luck or pass that spin to Maggie?
I'm going to pass Maggie.
I figured as much. Maggie, here it comes. Bingo. It's yours. You've got to take it. First place is at stake. Here we go. $1,350. Let's see if the strategy pays off.
Stop!
Stop it! please. Maggie is not. Somebody hooked them off. Very good. Maggie, no dollars. Donna, no dollars and three whammies. And Rocco, you're leading with $600, which you'll see later is the big advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, pins, prizes, surprises right after this. We're presuming that everyone knows their way around a kitchen. But let's see. All I want to know is, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? Donna.
Three.
Donna says three. If she is right, she will pick up three spins. I'll give Donna's answer and two others to Rocco and Maggie. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer three, two, or two and a half, Rocco?
I'm going to say two and a half.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Rocco says two and a half.
Like
okay,
half.
Rocco. Maggie.
I'm going to say two.
You're going to say two. We got one of each. Well, it just so happens that there are three teaspoons in a tablespoon, and Donna picked up three valuable spins. Well done, Donna. Donna's sitting on pins and needles. Rocco stays the same, and so does Maggie at zip apiece. Here is your second question. Let's say you have a round face, and you want to make it look slimmer. To accomplish this, Cosmopolitan magazine says your hair should be worn longer than which of your facial features? Donna.
Ears.
Ears, Donna says. All right, is the correct answer ears, chin, or mouth? Rocco?
I'll say chin.
Rocco says chin. Maggie, it's up to you. What do you think?
Chin.
Chinny, chin, chin. Well, it just so happens that indeed it should be the chin. Correct. Donna stays at three. Rocco picks up. No, Donna didn't pick up three. Donna stays at three because she said ears. So Donna stays at three spins. There we go. Rocco picks up one and goes to one, and Maggie picks up one and goes to one. And here we go with our third question. There are more psychiatrists in New York City than in any other. What major city ranks second? Maggie?
Los Angeles.
Maggie says Los Angeles. Is the correct answer Los Angeles, Chicago, or Washington, D.C., Donna?
Can't resist. Chicago.
Donna says Chicago. Rocco, what do you say?
I want to be different. Washington, D.C.
Well, it just so happens that you being different happens to be correct. It is Washington, D.C. Donna stays at three spins. Rocco picks up one and goes to two. And Maggie stays at one spin. And this is our fourth and final question. Next to salt, pepper, and sugar, what is the most widely used condiment on American dining tables? Donna?
Ketchup.
Donna says ketchup. Is the correct answer ketchup, mayonnaise, or mustard? Rocco?
Mustard.
Rocco says mustard. Yeah. And we go over to Maggie. What do you say, Maggie?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Well, it just so happens that the fourth most popular condiment on American dining tables is ketchup. Well done, Donna. Picked up a valuable three spins. You go to six. Rocco stays at two, and Maggie picks up a spin and goes to two. And all our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner will be on Press Your Luck right after this word. We have Maggie with no dollars. Our rule, that is, when they invent a tie, the contested player to my furthest left goes first. Donna, let me make it clear to you. You have no dollars. More importantly, you have six. I'm sorry, you have three whammies. I was doubling your whammies. And that means that you are going to go first with three whammies. You want to be very careful. You pick up a whammy, you're out of the game, all right? And remember, Rocco, remember I gave you a deal? I said when you win the most money in round one, you're in the driver's seat? You are, because you're going to go last. So sit back and relax. We're going to deal with Donna. All right, Donna, you ready to press your luck?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. You did it. $500 back in the chip, Donna. All right. I'll remind you again, Donna, three whammies. You pick up a fourth. You're out of the game. You've got five spins left. You can press your luck, or you can pass those spins to Rocco, since he's the player with the highest amount of money. What do you want to do? You're going to try it again? Okay, Donna. We don't want any whammies. Stop at $2,500, Donna. Whoa, that brings you up to $3,000. You're still hanging on the precipice. Four spins left. What do you want to do, Donna? There they go. All right, Donna passes the spin to Rocco. Four coming on over, Rocco. There they are. Four for you. Sit back and contemplate on those for a while. We've yet to deal with Maggie, who has no dollars and two big spins. Maggie, are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Stop
at $1,500, Maggie. That puts you in second place. You can press your luck or pass that spin to Donna.
I'm going to play.
You're going to play. All right, here we go. Maggie's pressing her luck.
Stop
at $2,000. All right, Maggie. Brings up to $3,500. First place for now. $500 ahead of Donna. We're going to go over to Rocco, who has four spins that he must deal with before he can even concern himself with the two that he's earned. Rocco, are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready to press my luck.
Stop at $500, and you picked up a spin. That gives you $1,100, and the spin that you picked up goes over into the earn column. You have three more you have to deal with, and here they come. One at a time, hopefully.
Stop
at $1,200. So far, so good, Rocco. $2,300, two more spins you have to take. We've seen enough whammies for the day.
Stop
at $1,500. In spite of the urging by Donna for Rocco to hit a whammy, he did not. $3,800 puts you in the lead. One more, here we go, Rocco.
Stop
at $500. You beat the odds, Rocco. $4,300 puts you in first place. Now you've got three spins you can do whatever you want with, meaning that if you pass them, they go to Maggie, or you can press your luck. Which do you want to do?
I'm going to go one more time.
One more time, routine.
Stop
at $2,000. Rocco, $6,300, two spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going to.
Here they come over to you, Maggie. Rocco has passed his two spins to you, and you've got $3,500. About, what do you have? About $2,800 less than Rocco. You've got to take them, Maggie. Here they come, one at a time. No whammies.
Stop
at the Bahamas. A trip to the Bahamas for two, six-night value of $2,080. That brings you up, Maggie, to a total of $5,580, which is approximately $500 less than Rocco. You have one spin that you must take. If you get anything on this spin other than a whammy that is over $550, you will win the game. If not, Rocco will win the game. Rocco, are you ready?
Oh, I
cross
think
everything
so.
You got. Maggie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's the big spin of press your luck.
Stop
at $1,000! And Maggie, you return as the champ once again. You pull it out here. Oh, Maggie, congratulations with $6,580. What a champ. We'll be right back to find out what you've won, Maggie, right after this message.
And parasailing. That prize totaling $2,080 combined with the $4,500 in cash you won today and the $6,100 in cash and prizes you won previously gives you a grand total, Maggie, of $12,680. Congratulations!
Congratulations, Maggie! Well done, $12,680. Donna and Rocco, you played valiantly. Donna, you had it. You had the odds were against you, but you're obviously lucky in love. And you're not going to go away empty-handed because you've got some really nice prizes for both you and Rocco. I thank you for being with us. And Maggie, we'll see you again tomorrow. And until then, remember, woe unto you who pressed your luck, for the whammy will take your very last buck. This is Peter Tomarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. For family health, easy-to-use Lumascope Digitonic Blood Pressure Pulse Monitor records readings for doctor's evaluation from Lumascope. Plus, Benny Moore Beef Stew has hearty carrots and potatoes with chunks of beef and rich gravy. Benny Moore Beef Stew, the real meat and potatoes meal from Hormel. And enjoy the air you breathe with this Pure Air machine. High and low speed citrus fragrance. Also, O. Henry candy bars. Delicious peanuts and chewy caramel covered with mouth-melting fudge. O. Henry, oh, so delicious. And take a little workout of kitchen chores. The Oster Can Opener Citrus Juicer has power pierce and magnetic lid lifter. The cutting blade can be removed for easy cleaning, and the juicer makes pulp-free juice. This is Rod Roddy speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation. This program has been edited.
Pretty well. We go over and talk to Matt, who has five spins and two whammies. All right, Matt, are you ready to press your luck?
Let's go for it. Stop. Stop at a Delta Queen. All right. That's a ship. I'm in Mississippi on a Delta Queen. 7 days for two people. Valued at $2,862. All right, Matt. That gives you about $32 less than Jack has. You are in solid second place.
So gotta go again. Gotta go.
You're gonna go for it? All right. Best of your luck. $4,000, Matt. Well done. And you picked up a spin. Now you've got $6,862. Fourth spin. Matt, first place by about $4,000. You can pass those spins to Jack or you can make some more money. What do you want to do? Remember, Jack.
It's not greed, I promise, but I'll go again.
You're going to go again? You can pick up anywhere from $500 to $5,000 on one spin. $1,500. $8,362 puts you almost over $5,000 ahead of Jack. Three spins left. Trust your luck, pass. Remember, Jack's got three whammies. You have two. Oh, where they go? Jack, you got three. The last thing you want is a whammy. Three you've got to take. $2,895. Are you ready?
No.
Well, you're going to have to go anyway. Here we go. No whammies. Stop. Stop. Sit back and relax, contemplate your hate for the whammy, and we now go to Maggie. Maggie has $2,371 against Matt's $8,362. You have three spins. You've got to take. No choice. They were passed to you. Are you ready, Maggie?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000, Maggie. That's $4,371. You're about $4,000 beneath Matt. You got two more you got to take. Here we go.
Stop
at $1,500, Maggie. So far, so good. $5,871. One more you must take. Here, let's do it. Get it out of the way.
Stop
at $750. All right, Maggie. You saved off the whammy. $6,621. Obviously, second place, given where Jack is. You have three spins now. You can do whatever you wish. You can pass them to Matt, or you can make some more money. He has two whammies.
I must press my luck here.
You must press on. Maggie presses on.
Stop
at $2,000, Maggie. Now you're in a different position because you have $8,621. You're about $300 ahead of Matt. First place, you can pass those spins to Matt, or you can press your luck.
One more.
One more, Maggie. You've got no whammies, Maggie. The old one more routine. I've heard that before. Let's hope it doesn't backfire on you.
Stop
at $1,200. Maggie, you have $9,821. You have one spin left, Maggie. You can elect to pass that spin over to Matt in hopes that he hits a whammy or less than what you have. Or you can take it in control yourself and hope that you don't hit a whammy. Does a whammy for you does the same thing it does for Jack?
I know.
Puts you out of the game, ostensibly.
I gotta do it.
You're gonna do it. Maggie's gonna go for it. All right, Maggie. Don't want a whammy here. This is gonna determine the winner of the game.
Stop.
$11,821. And Ryan's going to tell us all about the prizes that Maggie's won. I sure will, dear. Maggie Brown has won a trip to Market Lawn worth $721. Combined with the $11,100 in cash he's won, that gives you a grand total of $11,821.
Congratulations, Maggie. Well done. And Jack and Matt, you will not be going away empty-handed. We've got you some valuable parting gifts for you. Matt, you were in the driver's seat for a while. You thought you were going home with it. But things can change in Press Your Luck. And thank you for joining us, both Jack and Matt. And Maggie, we'll see you tomorrow. And until then, remember, the whammy is really sort of a cute little guy, as long as he only shows up when someone else is spinning. This is Peter Tabarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.